Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Woke and Broke Podcast, where we provide and guide, so you won't be out here slipping and sliding in these streets.
Yeah.
Ain't that it? Ain't no slip and slide here.
Depending on where you live.
Right.
Okay. Tis the season.
Ain't it?
Get you some grip out in these streets.
Shit.
Better check them tires, champ.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Yes. Yeah. Really good. What y'all been up to?
Same shit. Different day.
Different day. Yes. I went to my niece. She got invited to participate in a robotics team challenge thing this weekend. And I was so excited to be able to see her. Like, we were supposed to be going to a wedding, but my baby daddy gave shit and we didn't end up going. I still love him, but he ain't wrong for that. So since I couldn't go to that, I was like, oh, let me go support my niece and her little robotics challenge or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they won. On her team, it was 7 kids. 4 of them were black.
Shout out.
So happy. It was two black girls, 2 black boys. And they won I wouldn't say won. It's just like you make a robot to complete a challenge, and they were able to get through 4 challenges. Mm-hmm. And she actually, I know for sure, one of the challenges she coded herself.
Ooh.
And so, like, I was just so proud of her. Like, I was like, Auntie is so proud, because, you know, a lot of times, like, little black girls don't get that exposure to those STEM projects like they should. And so just knowing that she was even invited to participate, and I was like, did you like it? Like, is this something you could see yourself doing more of? And she was like, yes. And I was just, you know, I was just so excited.
Yeah.
Because I wish that I would have, like, because sometimes we don't know what we're interested in until we've been introduced.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
And I think a lot of times we see robots as, like, maybe a boy thing, or, you know, like, we don't think about it. It's actually do. So I was just really, really proud of her.
Yes.
Shout out. Wow.
So that's shout out amazing. To my little baby. What about y'all? Michael, what you been up to?
Yeah, I've been doing pretty good this week. This week has been, I would say, a week to, like, refocus and get priorities together. So for the most part, I've been, you know, working out and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Got back in the gym. I just completed the first week of a program that I'm doing. I'm working out with my coworker. It's like a 9-week program with different workouts. So you can do like 4 workouts for like upper body, 4 for lower body. So it alternates on each day, and then doing ab circuits and then cardio. Like, we'll start out with like 15 minutes of cardio, do the workouts, and then end the workout, you know, regimen with another 15 minutes of cardio in, and then however long it takes us to complete the other workouts, which are with weight. So it's like weight circuit training, things like that. And so it's just been good. Like, it's first week down. I mean, you know, eating better, eating more veggies, more a different variety, colorful, you know, different vegetables. Getting the energy, and of course, because I'm working out, taking that time to take these extended stay naps.
Yes, yes. Necessary.
Yeah.
So I've been resting, like, resting. I'm like, I feel like I can't, you know, get enough of it. Sometimes, I mean, my arms are sore right now, legs are sore. I've been stretching. Because, you know, I just, it's my luck, I be getting cramps and Charlie horses at 3 a.m. I'm calling out like that. In the motherfucking night. I'm like, down, y'all.
It's like,
nope.
Damn.
Do it. I got to stretch it out after every workout. And
yes.
When I wake up, stretch it out, and I be thanking God that it didn't wake me up out of my sleep at 3 a.m. Because that'd be, you be, for me, that's, I'm at my weakest at 3 a.m. Waking up out of my sleep. I'm talking about frail, fragile, everything, struggling to get up. I'm like, Lord, what did I do? You know what I mean? Like, what
yes.
did I too. Legs just cramping up, and a thigh just being attacked. And I'm like, God, I'm trying to wake it up because it's hurt, and I can't move quick enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, damn, what up?
No, bro.
I'm happy to be back in a gym, working out, and getting my life together, and getting stronger.
Yes.
And, so,
and drinking so much water, and staying so moisturized.
Yes.
Don't you like now? Don't you like appreciate it? Appreciate it though. Like I love just a good bottle of water. Like I just be feeling bad. Like
y'all, that Aldi water is the best. That Aldi water is the best fucking water ever. Yes, and it's only like a few cents.
Mm-hmm. Who want to pick some up? Like you talking about in the gallon or like
yes, the gallon. I don't know. The bottle, it don't taste the same as the gallons do. The gallons are so crisp. Like it's bomb as fuck. Especially like when it's like real fucking cold. Bomb is bomb. You would never want to drink another type of water ever. It's so good.
I'm gonna I'm gonna go this week and pick me up a couple of gallons and everything because
it's so good.
Water fountain. At work, we have this, I don't know what it's called, but it's something where you go and you put your bottle and the water comes down like a fountain or whatever. So I'm assuming it's purified. Hell, I don't know what these pipes are doing here. But that's the water that I drink when I'm at work. And I'll be like, I have this 32-ounce water bottle. And I make sure that I drink two of those before I leave because every morning I have like these a big dumb cup of water. I don't know how many ounces, but I'm pretty sure it's at least 20. And then I make sure I have at least 2 32-ounces throughout the time I'm at work. And then when I come home, like especially if I, you know, go to the gym, work out, I'm at the fountain. So I try to at least have maybe close to a gallon of water a day.
That's good.
So
that's what's up. I need to start drinking more water at work because a bitch been dehydrated as fuck. And you
drink your water.
You be walking so much at the damn facility, it's like a bitch will be all dry on the inside, and I can't have that. So,
dried out.
I'll be having to remind myself to grab me a little cup and go on ahead and sip that shit down. Cause I was good at the other job. I don't know what the fuck that happened here. Like, and it's water every goddamn where, y'all. They have like pitchers of water, like full of infused water and shit. They be having blueberry and pineapple and shit. I'd be like, let me go ahead and get some of this motherfucking water, but a bitch didn't have no cup. Yeah, so now I got my cup and I'm gonna be going around getting all the water and shit. Gotta stay moist. But my week was cool, you know. Work is work, you know. It's really, really good so far, the new job. But it is a lot. It's a lot of new learning that I'm doing, a lot of moving pieces that I was not aware that I was gonna be doing, but I am doing them, and so like just trying to learn as much as possible and, you know, putting myself out there to, you know, jump in both feet first or whatever and get on my shit or whatever. But it's been really good. I've been learning a lot. And then I'm doing all these like little course tracks or whatever. So like they've been teaching me about like dementia and how to work with dementia patients and stuff like that. And it's been like really cool so far, even though it's like a lot of information, you know, but it's like worth it to me or whatever, just to know how to talk to individuals with dementia and Alzheimer's and things like that. It's a lot of useful information. But then also like it gets you thinking about like your parents. Like I know y'all's parents ain't like eight in the age range as mine, but like my parents, it's like they have a few more decades before they start, you know, hitting seniorhood or whatever. So I'm like thinking about, okay, well, what we gonna do? What's our service plan for our parents? Like, you know what I mean? Like what they got set aside, what they doing, all that good stuff. And so now I started to think about that on top of actually learning the job and doing the work and then starting school and all of this. So all of this is on my mind all at the same time. And yesterday I got, was it yesterday? No, I think it was Friday. Friday I got overloaded, like, you know, just mentally and emotionally, because I'm like thinking about all of this stuff at the same time. And I'm like, I want to be at, like, when my parents hit that age, I want to be able to enjoy them and not have to focus on their business. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah.
Who paying for what? Where's the money coming from? You know, cause see, when it comes to like end of life care or end of life services or whatever, my mom already got all that on lock. Like, you know, she got, yeah, she got it all unlocked. She know exactly what she wants. She got it, all of the funds set in place, everything, you know, but it's the end of life care, like, you know, right before that time, that's like nothing. And so I asked her, she like, I don't know, I never really thought about it. And I'm like, no, because that's like the most, you know, strenuous part, because you know what we went through with like our grandparents or whatever, it's a lot. And it can be a lot if it's like multiple children, like you have multiple children, so it could be a lot of moving pieces or whatever. So it's like, we got to start thinking about that shit today. Let's have a family meeting and figure out what you want to do, and we can try to figure out how much it costs and make it happen, because I'm not trying to be in that moment to where you're aging and, you know, your physical and mental and emotional is starting to deteriorate, and I can't focus on just spending the time that we have, because we trying to fix business and take care of business and all of that. I don't want to do that. You know what I mean? So just having all of that on my spirit and on my mind or whatever, and talking it through.
We definitely think about life insurance, but we don't think about the aftercare part before that stage or whatever.
Yes. So. And it's a lot to it, y'all. Yeah,
it is. Mm-hmm. And just knowing, because I know, like, Richard's, my boyfriend's grandmother, like, was kind of in that situation as far as, like, even his mom not feeling comfortable leaving her in a place. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You just feel like, ain't nobody gonna take care of my mama the way that I do.
Right.
And then, and then she's worked in that kind of, like, I don't know the word for it, but that demographic, and so she knows that not every facility takes care of your people like they should.
Yes.
And so when you've seen the bad side of it, it's hard to, you know,
trust.
But then when you do take it on and say, okay, I'll just take care of my parent, it's a lot of stress with that too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's like both sides of it, at least having some type of plan together, like.
Mm-hmm. That's so true, because like that's the main thing that's been just heavy on my mind. Like, I text my mama the other day, and I text my oldest sister, because I always go to her for everything. So I text my oldest sister, and I was like, what we gonna do about mama? Like, you know, we got a few more decades left, but that time is like slowly creeping up on us, and I ain't trying to be ill prepared, you know? And she's like, I take care of her. I'm like, that's great, but who gonna help you? Cause you ain't doing all of that by yourself. Like, you only a few decades younger than her. So like, we gonna have to think about that.
You have other like services as far as like, say she didn't mind having your mom stay with them. Mm-hmm. She can get somebody to come into the home and like help her with, I mean, cooking meals for her, like breakfast and lunch and folding laundry, whatever the case may be. So that's always a thing because I know my landlord, he got a lady that come in, cute little Filipino lady, come and take care of him.
Oh,
his old ass. Can't hear worth a damn thing. I be trying to be nice. Hey, John. Just can't hear shit. He's screaming across the street. And then I look like a fool because I'm just
talking to yourself.
Like, I'm not saying shit to him no more because he can't hear me. So it don't
matter.
But yes, and he's like in his 70s, just almost 80. He looked about 90, really.
Mm-hmm.
But he's in his 70s. And so he's like pretty much independent. He just has somebody come in and do the cooking and stuff that he can't do. So, mm-hmm. And I know a lot of insurance for that as well. So.
Yeah.
Definitely like coming up with different plans.
Home health aid services.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm just like, let's make sure to keep that heavy on our minds, in the forefront of our minds, so that we can make sure that you get taken care of, because the bitch ain't got no time to be getting no phone calls or nothing talking about your mother. No, because I will act all kinds of a fool, you know. So and a bitch is, the world is not ready.
Our kids sometimes at these daycares, let alone
right. Your whole parent. Right.
Because so. Especially when they think they ain't got nobody checking in on them and stuff like that.
And a bitch will be there. A bitch will be there. I said, I already told her, I said, ain't no nursing homes. We ain't doing that. Now, assisted living, like
those
that's
are a lot better.
Yeah, that's a whole nother thing. But assisted living also costs bread. So a bitch got to get that. They baking together because, huh? No.
That's
so
true.
But yeah, I mean, other than that, you know, my week was cool. Just learning a lot, y'all. The 2019 is like the year of learning and walking into your destiny. That's really what I'm learning as so far since the year started. But other than that, everything is cool.
Yes, good.
Yeah. But let's move right over to our shout out segment, Black, Brilliant, and Beautiful. What y'all got?
I just want to shout out all the Black kids in STEM programs. Like, my little geeky Black kids, we love you. We need you. You're going to help make the world go around. Like, you're our future. Just keep it up. And make sure you're encouraging our youth to, you know, take more part in our STEM projects and programs out there. And don't just push athletics. They need more than that. So.
Right.
That's so true. Like, I feel like the majority of our, like, group in college was STEM majors.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm thinking back.
No way, and I think that was the first time, like, and I think that's the beauty of college, like, everybody is majoring in something different, and like you're seeing Black people who are into the sciences, into math, like you know,
because we was all in the library struggling to fucking gather. We was on the struggle fucking bus, but we was in there though, and we did it, and we got the shit done. So shout out to all of the all of the little Black childrens doing STEM. Any more shout outs?
No, I don't have any.
Okay.
Oh, one more. I want to shout out Black men for mentoring other young Black men.
Oh, yes.
I wish we had more of that, because I think that's what my school needs. And so I'm trying to do my research to see, like, I know there's like 100 Black men program. They have different chapters all around the country, and they have one in Tulsa, but they don't have one in Oklahoma City. And our, so we've been talking, they had a staff meeting on Monday talking about how we're suspending or disciplining our young Black men way more than anybody else. And the white women, they just want to coddle them. And I think a Black woman's coddling is different than a white woman's. Like, we give that more tough love, but I think they still need Black men in their lives. They don't, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of them come from or have their moms, their Black mothers in their life, and now they need a man to come in to help them deal with their aggression and emotions. And so I just feel like they need that. And I wish we had, like, I don't know. I got to do my research and see what I can find, if somebody can come in and mentor these boys. But
alphas,
really
call the alphas.
Yes, we already have these omegas that come in through their counseling program. But that's like, you know, your parents have to sign up for actual counseling. And I think I'm just looking for more of just like a mentorship program. So I'm just going to, if anybody has any suggestions, hit your girl up. Like, but yes, I'm definitely going to get in touch with the local Alpha chapter.
It's Beta Eta Lambda. They got you. They out here being prevalent. So they hit them up. They got you. Guaranteed.
Yes.
Yes. But now let's move over to our main topic segment, the vent. Yes. And this week, Michael has the category, so take it away.
So last week, you know, we were talking about, you know, R. Kelly and everything, and mm-hmm. how Robert is going through all these issues and his relationship with Black women in the Black community, how it just was, you know, a really, really big issue because it's something that's been going on in our community for weeks and weeks at a time. This week, I wanted to talk about another huge issue that's not only, you know, affecting our communities, but just, you know, the United States in general. And it is the government shutdown. Yeah. Y'all, we are 29 days. Yeah. 29 days into this government shutdown. So I'm just like, why hasn't this been, you know, resolved and all these other types of things? So, I mean, given what we know, like, about the government shutdown and the agencies that are affected, it has been on my mind, and I wanted to bring it into further examination this week. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to just, you know, kick it off with, you know, asking you all, like, what was your initial reaction when you heard about the government shutdown?
Well, I know for me, like, this isn't the first government shutdown that's happened. Right. So In my mind, I thought, oh, like, he tripping. He throwing a temper tantrum about this damn wall. Like, it will be back in, up and running in a week. Like, that's what I thought in my mind.
Right.
Yes. I thought like the same thing. I thought it was a joke. Like when I found out that it was majorly about the wall, like, you know what I mean? This dumb ass fucking wall. I was so pissed. Like, you know what I mean? Like, are you fucking kidding right now? Like, so you just go shut down everything just because you ain't got your motherfucking wall, you know? And like, it's like I don't believe he's thinking. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's no way. Like, the fact that he was just like, when they asked him, okay, so what about all of the employees who still have bills? What are they going to do? And the fact that he just told them, like, well, I'm sure that the majority of the bill collectors or whatever, they'll work with you. What the fuck you mean?
No, they don't shit. What the? They got livelihoods too.
Like what the fuck? Bitch, what? What bill collector you ever know, ever, that's going to be like, okay, yeah, we'll give you a few more months.
But that's the privileged part of him. He doesn't understand that life.
Right.
He doesn't understand somebody calling him saying, okay, you're past due. There's nothing else we're going to do but shut this shit off.
Mm-hmm. I can't. So I was pissed when I found out about it initially.
Yeah, especially because, like, the whole, especially knowing that it's because of the wall, when he was the one who said that he was going to have Mexico, and I knew Mexico wasn't going to build the shit.
No.
You can't force nobody to pay for no damn wall. Like,
a wall that's going to keep them separated from from everything else. No. No.
Exactly. I wasn't sure of his thought process behind that either. I was just like, that's what you think is going to happen? Okay. Mm-mm. You know, like, did you really think that through? Like, oh, you're just going to have them pay for the wall and they're just going to go along with it. Yes, let's create this barrier between us accessing the U.S.
Right.
Sure, we're going to do it. Like, it's just, I'm not sure what's going on with the current administration's, like, you know, thinking and logic around a lot of things. I mean, well, take that back. It's just been a shit show since the beginning.
It really has. It's just one thing on top of another, honestly.
Exactly. It's just building upon the last piece of fuckery that was put up there. It's just like a continuation of fuckery that's been built. And now it's like he is holding like the country hostage because of this wall.
Yes.
Like, people are being affected by this, and I think it's important to, like, just bring awareness about what's actually going on, given, I think, like, 29 days is a long time. I think the longest government shutdown was, like, maybe in 2013. It was, like, maybe 16 days, I think, 15 or 16 days. And so you have people now going into, like, you know, they're missing pay. And so, like, this is affecting different types of people with who are federal workers, not just at that at the big level, but like at the contract level too. So like the people on the ground mm-hmm. and the little people and things like that that have families and stuff. And so like when I heard about it, I was just like, okay, like it wasn't gonna last that long. But now I look up, it's 29 days later. It's like, oh, really? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like this is just like, okay, now this is getting out of hand.
Right.
Like this is really, it's really getting sad. And so I just was like, oh my God. I mean, mm-hmm. something has to be done. Like, and we have to think about like the people. I mean, seeing certain antics within the news, like how he did the Clemson University mm-hmm. athletic team, inviting them boys to the White House.
Without a damn fast food.
What was it? Wendy's and
McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. It was like a spread of fast food. Like,
and on the outside in the White House, I'm just like, now, don't get me wrong, they can go get that anytime. They probably eat that on a regular anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, how often are they going to be able to say that they came to the White, you know, they went to the White House for a White House dinner?
Right.
You mean like steak and lobster?
Yes. Like,
come on.
I just feel like, I don't know who thinks of these things. Like, that's my thing. Like, who just said, "Ooh, let's just have them come and
his ass.
Just get all this fast food"? Like,
his ass.
You're that cheap. Like, you're that cheap. There's no way. There's no way.
I know a CEO who acts just like that. Like, just do really? Ignorant shit. Like, just think about the most petty ass shit. It's just like, yeah, we're gonna do that. Let's do that for him. Yeah. Are you kidding, bitch? Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't you ever, like, you have to show people respect if you expect to get respect from them. And to just totally disregard people's lives like that, you know what I'm saying? And he's done it in a multitude of ways, you know, but for him to just, like, disrespect people like that. Wait, on top of that, this aside, did y'all hear about like him talking to those three black women?
Yes, boy.
I was so pissed when I heard how he was talking to them. Like, you know what I mean? Calling them stupid. These are black women. These are well educated. You know what I'm saying? Very articulate people. You know what I mean? And you sit up here way more than you, boy. You know what I'm saying?
Way more.
And you talking to them like they're nothing. Like, they not even human. Like, don't, that pissed me off so bad. Like, it had my whole body just trembling that I was so mad.
It pissed me off, but it no longer surprises me. Like, it really doesn't. Like, mm-hmm. I think he's shown us who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And just because I'm not, like, I'm upset about it, but it's like, I don't know what to do. Like, mm-hmm. what do we do at this point? Like, you guys elected this motherfucker in office, and this is what we have.
And
like,
still be defending his ass.
Still defend his ass. But I wonder how long they're going to be defending when they food stamps.
Because them hoes is calling.
A lot of white folks still using food stamps, too.
And they calling.
They're the main ones that's using it.
Food stamps king. Exactly. They were the kings and queens, but they own it just like we are.
Worse. They own it way worse. Uh huh.
And they get way more than we do.
Yes, they do. And a lot of them ain't getting them motherfucking food stamps. They done already got their February benefits already. They will not be getting them beyond this month until the fucking government comes back on. You know what I'm saying?
And
but
I'm telling one time that will kick in once it does come back on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they up here all.
It's really just sad because you think about the kids. They had nothing to do
right.
with all of this, and they're the ones that's going to be struggling. You know what I'm saying?
These families are suffering. Like, people are suffering. All from an idiot's decision and his pride.
Are the military still getting paid as well, or has that been?
I would expect the military is going to get paid regardless.
If the military was the one whose pay was affected, I think this whole shutdown would have stopped a long time ago.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
And so I'm just not quite sure. Well, I know for sure I've heard talks about food stamp being affected, but I'm not sure what else. I mean, and you know, like flight attendants are getting paid, not flight attendants, but airport staff or whatever are funded by the government. And so they're not getting paid. And
yes, and that's like a really big thing because my I wanted to say my stepfather, but he's not my stepfather. He's my boyfriend's stepfather, is a TSA worker, and he hasn't been getting paid, but they still have to go to work. You know, they still have to go to work in order to receive back pay when the government, you know, is back in. Yeah. So it's like, this has affected him hard, you know what I mean? Because it's like, you still got bills that you have to pay.
Right.
You still got shit.
Like, they're going to be like, oh, we understand. Like, I mean, it would be amazing if they could.
Right.
Like, okay, we see that you are you get paid from the government. Mm-mm. We'll go ahead and, you know, but they not gonna do that shit.
They don't give a fuck. They do not give a fuck.
They don't give a damn.
They want their money. They want their money. And so it's like affected so many people. And to see it like that close to home, it's like, fuck. Like, and you wish that you could do something about it, but you know there's nothing that you can
do. Nothing you can do.
You know? Or is it? Because, I mean, I honestly don't know if there's anything that we can do. Should we be writing letters to bitches and stuff? Like, what do we do? You know? Right. That we don't really know.
Protesting. Like, because at this point, but a part of me feels like it has to be something else that we're missing. Like, this can't be just about this fucking wall. Like,
right.
Is he trying to like do this and do some other sneaky shit on this like side, or like, you know what I mean? Like, is this really about this fucking wall?
Well, apparently, like, as far as like with him, it's supposedly about the wall or whatever, but they was like saying that in the same bill that like would fund the wall, is the Democrats slipped a whole bunch of things that they asked for in there too, but he's not budging on that. Like, he's like, he's like, I'll give you that if you give me the wall, if you give me my wall or whatever. And they like, we not motherfucking about to give you no goddamn money for no wall. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I heard that that's supposed to be like the reasoning behind it or whatever.
Well, my twin was mentioning something not too long ago when we talked about how this is probably affecting his whole case against him, and with the government being shut down, they can't. I don't even know. I need to do my own research, because I couldn't truly understand what he was trying to explain. But
like, as far as when you said his case against him, you're talking about the like the federal courts and stuff like that, all that is affected, and it's like they.
So I don't know if that's prolonging that, and like, you know what I mean. Like, this is all a part of his scheme. Like, we're gonna make this about the wall, but you're also, you know, got this whole court situation going on, and got the FBI and everybody else looking into you.
Right.
With this whole case. And so I don't know if that's like a part of it. Because it, to me, it's like, it's got to be more than this fucking wall. It's got to be more to it than that.
Right.
Yeah, I think so as well. That also just leads me to the next question. Just asking, like, has the government shut down directly affected you or someone that you know? And I know we kind of like touched on that as far as like people that we may know, but also I wanted to open that up even more to like, what are the real implications for communities, especially communities that we're from, like the effects of this on them.
And, well, you know, my school is like 100% free and reduced lunch. That means more than 50% of my students qualify for that. You know what I mean? Like, that means they're not getting enough at home. That most likely their parents are on government assistance. And so this means to them, and they already struggle getting food as is at home. Right, and so when you strip that away, that's more meals that they're going without. And so we have a backpack club. So we've been trying to give what we can, but even then, it's not, we give for that child. They also have brothers and sisters who may be older or a little younger. You know what I mean? Right, and so it's just that part of it. And then you have where they have siblings who do have jobs. And so where their checks are providing that extra income to the home, you know? But it's just, it's a sucky situation. Like, it really, really is, especially for our youth and their families.
Right. And I mean, like I said, the closest person to me would just be my boyfriend's stepfather, you know.
Yeah.
And just seeing the impact that that has on their household, you know what I mean, and like their you know, relationships and stuff. Like it does play a lot of play into a lot of moving pieces within a person's life, and you playing with people's life, and you don't even, it's like you don't even care. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even care about what's really going on. You just trying to, you know, do whatever it is that you want to do.
Right.
You know, it's frustrating. But I don't know. Like, it makes me frustrated, you know, because, like I said, the fact that there's not anything that we know to do, you know. Right. And so all we can do is sit and watch and wait and hope that it all gets worked out, you know, and that people are able to get their checks, you know, and get their money or whatever.
Right. I mean, it makes me think about, like, as far as, I will say this, to me, this is a demonstration, if nothing else, this is a clear demonstration of why, especially as, you know, the Black community is concerned, why we need to invest in and support Black businesses, and absolutely, why it's important for us to start thinking more entrepreneurial, you have a more entrepreneurial spirit in the grand scheme of things. Because if you are totally just dependent on one income, you would do well to have multiple streams. Right. And so yes, that might be your full time, and it pays really, really well, and it takes care of you and your family. But listen, look at the situation. Now you're at the mercy of the orange Cheeto. And so it's just like, instead of shade.
I mean, facts.
Facts. Shade, but no shade. You know what I mean? Like this orange peppermint Cheeto, whatever you want to call it. And it's like, damn, what am I going to do? But, well, I mean, to me, I hope not to force people's hands, but I certainly hope it makes us think more creatively in terms of like how we are sustaining ourselves and taking care of our families. Mm-hmm. Maybe even taking the risk of risk and a leap of faith in terms of like starting something up, like a business or doing something that you can generate your own money. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. As opposed to just, you know, hoping and praying that this is going to stop soon. And so, like, for me, I have a close friend, like, she definitely depends on WIC, and she's getting ready to I have to check in with her again, because this is going to be, she's like pregnant right now. Mm-hmm. And she already has like, you know, two little ones, like a 1-year-old and maybe I think she's going on 2. But I know, like, right now she's in a situation where she needs that type of support, because she's not working right now, and then she's in other programs to help support her as she transitions into, you know, finding stable employment and everything. And so, like, I know how important those types of things are for her, like, and for people with small children, period. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's the direct connection for me as far as knowing someone who's affected by it, anyone who's using the services to get by. Because I mean, let's just be honest, it's hard as fuck out here living in America. Yeah. And everybody needs whatever support they can to make it. And if you got kids, as far as I'm concerned, you just need it. Like, right. I just think it just should be given anyway. I understand it's regulated, but like when you have kids, no, like you that's just something that shouldn't be a question. But now it has to be. And so this is frustrating, it's heartbreaking, and it's just like, hopefully this situation, you know, passes. And leads me into my next question. Just wanted to ask, like, what do you all think will happen if the shutdown goes past February into the upcoming months?
People gonna start protesting, riots and shit. I mean, that's what I would see.
Because when you mess with people's livelihood, like, it's all fun and games now because we've never been this deep into it. But when you really start messing with how people provide for their families, it's gonna be some problems. Like,
It really is. And I don't know if TSA is a part of any like unions or anything, but I feel like at one point they're going to step in and probably refuse to go to work. And when motherfuckers can't get on flights anymore, then they're going to be upset. It's going to be a whole ripple effect.
Like, yes, I agree. I agree 1,000%. Like, it's just, to me, it's just like, this is a scenario that you don't even want to think about. Like, you know, you don't want it to be a reality, you know, because you're right. Like, when people's lights start getting cut off, they ain't got no food in the house or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? That, or if it's a 2-person household and you only are able to depend on one person at this point, like, you know what I mean? That's going to cause a whole different strain. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not, I pray that it doesn't last that long, you know. And then, is the shit gonna affect our motherfucking tax refunds?
Well, they say it shouldn't. They say it shouldn't, but I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know about nothing.
Because if anything, that's gonna be the saving grace for a lot of people. Is that that's gonna at least tie them over
until it comes back.
Until it comes, yeah.
I just don't. I pray that we don't have to experience that, like, you know what I mean? But then again, you don't motherfucking never know,
right? Because this is a whole dick slinging competition. Yes. Really, like, he's so stubborn. Since it's been this long, he's probably like, well, shit, I still got money in the bank, this shit's not directly affecting me,
right?
I'm gonna just continue until somebody gives in, you know? Right. What I mean? I can see that totally happening.
It's just fucking childish.
Yeah, it really
childish.
Is. Especially coming from our president.
I mean,
over a fucking wall. Over a fucking wall.
Y'all, I was just thinking the other day, like, this is literally the same motherfucker from Celebrity Apprentice. Like,
you know, I never watched it, so I didn't even know his kind of like leadership skill. Like,
it ain't no leadership.
No, you know, just to even kind of see how he runs something, or, you know,
he didn't.
What type of leader he was? I should have like watched at least one episode, but I just knew he just screamed, "You're fired," and that's all I really knew.
He didn't really run shit. It was mostly his kids, was it not? Kids and like everybody else that was like doing shit, giving the tasks and making sure that the tasks were done and stuff. He just like would show up and do his little spiel thing. You know,
they
what
said
I mean?
He got signs of dementia now. So,
oh, that's even motherfucking worse. A bitch should not be in the office of the president of the United States.
Yeah, that he doesn't come into work into the White House until like noonish. And sometimes even a little later. Yeah.
Not dementia.
I need to. No, we got to get his ass out there. Yeah.
But you know, when you look at him though, he is old as fuck.
He old as shit, yeah.
How old is he?
He's in his 70s. He's like 76, 77.
And
like,
that's when dementia start creeping the fuck in, because I just read it in my damn shit the other day. that shit, if that's real, then we got to get his ass up out of there, because then we're going to be fucked. He's just a
puppet. At this point, he's just a puppet, though. I really believe that. I believe somebody else is pulling the strings. He's just the face of it.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's been that since the beginning. Because what?
From the jump, yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
I really don't think he thought he was going to win. Honestly, I swear to God, I don't think he did.
Right.
I think he was doing it for kicks and giggles, and then the shit, you know, went south and he had to do it. The plan was like, if he lost, he was going to talk shit about it. Yeah, I was rigged and all that. But since he won, he just had somebody controlling him, you know,
telling him what to do.
Like if you win, we're going to tell you what to do. You're not even going to have to worry about it. We'll make all the decisions for you. You'll just be the face of it.
I fucking can't. I cannot.
It's a lot, and I agree with you all, like, with everything that you said as far as like what would happen if this continues, and just now just being more, you know, just thinking more critically about the situation and having a deeper insight into his leadership, lack thereof, regarding the lives of many, many people. And when you think about it from a utilitarian perspective, like the greatest good for the greatest number of people,
he's not thinking in those terms.
Right.
At all. He wants, you know, the wall, and he wants to, you know, put that wall up and thinking that that's going to, you know, make America great again type of shit. And it's just like, no, no, it's not actually. Like, if anything, it's going to bring us, it's going to make us basically relapse. You know what I mean? Like, as far as where we once were and still trying to get, you know, recover from. It's not like, you know, America was great for people of color, for people, for other marginalized, multiple marginalized identities at that. And you want to make, you want to take us back there?
Right.
Yeah. No,
that's not progression. No, that's just not what that is. And so it just makes me think about this, the larger political environment. And so, like, that was the next question I wanted to ask. Like, what has the political environment been like since, you know, the government shutdown?
Right.
Honestly, I can't even say that I know, because I don't pay that much attention to it, and I know that's so bad, but I don't pay that much attention to it, because the shit that I do see is so fucking negative that I hate politics, period. Whether it's in the workplace, at home, in the motherfucking gym, I don't give a damn. I hate politics, period, just because it's always, you can't trust nobody. You know, everybody does things for them. At the end of the day, like, they want to say that they're out for the people and all of that, but I feel like it's always some underhanded something at the end of the day, and that bothers my spirit. And so that my spirit ain't tainted, I just catch the big shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? When I get the fucking, I do get the breaking news, you know, on my phone or whatever, because I just have to know that shit. But as far as, like, the minute details, like bitches lying on camera yet again, you know, and stuff like that, I don't even pay attention to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I would assume that it would affect it, like, poorly. Like, it would, like, make it worse. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just because now that, the Democrats, you know, have, it's the House, right? They are the majority of the House now, right? So, like, now that, like, the Democrats have the majority, or whatever, it's probably like you said, a pissing contest, like, or a dick slinging contest or whatever. So, oh, well, you guys didn't had all this time to do this. So now we want to do this. These are our demands. Well, we're not going to do that. We're not going to approve that, because this is what we want. And if you give us this, then we'll give you that. But I don't know. We don't want to give you this. We can't. There's no possible way. Our constituents would never allow. Like, it's just bullshit. Like, you know what I mean? But I can guarantee that that's what's going on. I can guarantee that that's what's going on. Bullshit, little petty bullshit like that.
I agree. I totally agree. Because I feel like it's already been animosity anyway since he's got into the House. Mm-hmm. So this is just one more thing that we're at odds, you know, against. So, like, I know it's not helping at all. And I haven't, like, sometimes I watch CNN, but then it's
depressing.
That I'm just like, I can't even, cause to me, like, I want to see some solutions. Like, and it seems like there isn't any, and there's never going to be one until he leaves. Like, it just feels like it's always one thing after another, after another, after another. And this is just one more thing. And I just hope that it doesn't turn into some Handmaid's Tale shit. Like, I just honestly, like,
it feels like a joke.
It does.
Like, it feels like a big joke. Right.
Yeah. I feel like the White House will never be the same. Like,
Oh yeah,
I think it'll be some years before, like, we can actually take this position seriously again, because now I don't, like, no one has respect for the White House anymore, because it used to be, even though we've had shitty presidents in the past, like, it was still, like, this sacred place, like, oh my God, the White House. Now motherfuckers don't give a fuck about the White House, like, I don't give a fuck about going, like, this bullshit, like, you know, and it's kind of sad, like, it really is. But it is what it is. Like, y'all voted for this motherfucker, and so this is what we got.
I agree. And just, you know, touching, just adding a little, raising a little more awareness about like what the political environment has been like. They're in this lot because of, you know, him wanting to have the, I think it's like he wants to put like, is it something like $5.6 billion towards building this wall? And how, you know, they're saying, oh, that's not going to fly. Like, hold up. Like, we'll be in this damn shutdown until we can come to some negotiations and some agreements. And it's just like, I don't think the agreements or whatever they are haven't been effective because of, yeah, here we are, 29 days, and the government is still shut down. It makes me also think about how, you know, the MAGA supporters are just losing their damn minds. Did y'all see what the Catholic with them kids up there mocking that Native American veteran? I was like,
no, I didn't see that.
Girl.
In D.C.
Wow.
When I tell you one thing to make you piss after another thing to make you piss after another thing to make you piss. When I saw them motherfucking white boys, and there was some girls in there too, and it was some adults in the fucking crowd too. Like,
exactly.
When I saw them motherfuckers in front of that man, I was so disappointed. Like, I was so disappointed because I'm like, is this really where we are? Is this really what y'all are doing? Are you kidding? Like, you know what I'm saying? What is your purpose in doing this?
Right.
Like, what are you, quote unquote, defending? Or are you just doing this shit for a laugh? You know what I'm saying? And then you wonder why nobody takes you serious. You wonder why nobody advocates for you, you know what I'm saying, or tries to work with you, because this, you totally disregard anybody's feelings, any respect for anybody. You do not value other people. You do not value other people, but you expect people to value you. What kind of shit is that? Like, you know, what kind of shit is that? It, like, when I saw that video, just like when the same feeling that I got when Trump was talking crazy to the reporters or whatever, it just gave me that same fucking feeling. Like, this is disgusting. This is the shit that we read about, you know, in the history books, and the fact that it's the same shit repeating. Like, are y'all like, what the fuck is that? Like, I just,
that just makes me think of, like, a little random, but my students, we watched our friend Martin before the break, and they were able to see, like, live footage of, like, protesters and how they were treated, and I was explaining to them that they were just kids. They were literally in high school, and they were, you know, beating them with bats and sicking dogs on them and spraying them with fire hoses, and one of my students said, I don't think I'm proud to be an American anymore. Like, and it was like a bittersweet moment for me. Like, like, I hate that he had to feel that way, but he needed to know what our country used to be. You know what I mean? Like, and that we still have instances of it today.
It's still doing the same shit.
Still doing the same shit. And it's evolved in a different way, you know?
Still doing the same shit. And it's so sad to see that all the hard work, all the progress that has been made is just like, it's like just throwing shit on it. You know what I mean?
Right.
People have dedicated their entire lives, their entire careers to this, you know, to helping the country progress. And then you just piss on it all, you know?
Right.
And then you teach your children, you know, these behaviors and all of this shit, and you allow it to persist. And are you proud of that? This is the kind of America. This is the kind of people that you want to be. This is the kind of country that you want us to be. Not a loving, unified, you know, strong, confident, intelligent, you know, country, but you want us to just be antagonizers.
Right.
Bullies.
That's it.
It's truly disgusting. I mean, it really is. And I mean, it's when I going back to that Catholic school and that visited DC and was mocking the Native American veteran. And I thought to myself, like, that was an organized trip. So, you know, they had chaperones.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so it's like you have adults who are believing in and teaching these kids to do this. Like, yeah, they all come from that Catholic type community, but they all were in on that shit. You know what I mean? Like, they could have said, now, don't do that. That's not, that doesn't align with our espoused values or beliefs. Yes, the fuck it does, because if they didn't, then they would have stopped them. So right. They believe in that too. And so that just is a much larger issue, because in my mind, I'm like, so is anybody going to also like record this and log all of this shit so this information can be sent to like colleges and universities so they won't
right.
be
right.
or businesses that their parents have so they won't be supported.
Mm-hmm.
Shit like that. Like, hit them systemically.
Yes.
Like we've been hit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't just gloss over it. Yes, fucked up, but what can we do about it to let them know that they're, you know,
that's unacceptable.
Won't be tolerated. Mm-hmm. It's unacceptable. You're going to suffer the consequences of your actions, and it's going to show up. Like, that needs to be the next action step to me. Like, a lot of people might say, oh, you know, they would just get, fuck that. These are the people who are going to go on to become lawyers, doctors, and all this other type of stuff, business owners, and people that can make decisions over other people's lives, especially the most marginalized.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And this is how the cycle of racism and discrimination continues to perpetuate itself, too. Not saying that that's the only part of it, but it's a big part
right.
of it, too.
Right,
where
yes.
people are positions of power. People don't think about that. It's just like, no. Ugh.
They don't.
No.
And that's what scares me, that this is just going to continue. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
we still have how much longer with this man?
Whew. I mean, what is it?
Has it been two years?
I think it has been 2 years. Or it's 2 years now.
Still feels like it's been the very beginning. Like, mm-hmm. is that sad for me? Like, it just feels like it's just ongoing, that it's just never going to end. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm hoping they don't reelect him. Like, I'm praying to the good Lord he doesn't get reelected. Like,
right. Right.
Does he have to run again? Like, could he say, no, this is it?
He don't have to run again.
But he will. I think he will.
I would hope not. I hope he's wouldn't.
Like, I'm tired. This is it. I'm mm-hmm. done. But right. I can see him being petty and staying in, trying to stay in.
I just can't.
I'm over it. I'm just completely over it. I mean, just done with this administration all around, across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
No faith, just done. The next question, and we kind of talked about this a little bit, but maybe we can revisit as far as, like, you know, how can communities support each other during a state of emergency such as the government shutdown? We kind of talked about it, but then maybe we can put out a few more ideas about how communities can support each other during this time.
Help each other out.
Yes, helping each other out. I think getting it, you know, organizing, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like, whether we are reaching out to local grocery stores to donate to food pantries mm-hmm. or, you know, I don't know, just definitely organizing and then providing that support
mm-hmm.
to others yeah. and me, whatever that looks like for your community.
Yeah, maybe trying to raise funds that the community can use to help those government workers or federal government workers, mm-hmm. you know, with their bills and their rent or mortgages and things like that. I think that that's something that we could do in the meantime, you know, just to make sure that we are supporting them and helping them to get through this time, you know.
Yeah.
And then also providing emotional support and spiritual support, because like I said, a lot of these people still have to go to work and not mm-hmm. get paid, you know. And so just providing them with that extra support and letting them know that it's going to be okay, and showing them that it's going to be okay and that you care. I think that will go a long way.
I saw that the Bushes dropped some pizzas off. Mm-hmm. And I think any little, you know, any form of, any like positive gesture, like showing that we care, I think is really what matters. Because people mm-hmm. know, like, we can't do everything. You know, I wish I could go out and pay somebody's mortgage, you know. Mm-hmm. Hell, I want a mortgage of my own. Like, mm-hmm. you know, but I can't. But it's about doing what you can do. You know right. what I mean? And so I think, like you said, providing that emotional and spiritual support, because I can't imagine, like, having to come into work and knowing I'm not even getting paid. Like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. that shit is hard. Like, it really is.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's definitely a lot. I mean, I agree with everything that you all said as well, as far as the types of support systems that we can have in place to lift each other up during this difficult time. I also think it's important to just remember some of the resources that are available. It's hard when a lot of them are controlled by, like, the government mm-hmm. and things like that. That's why mm-hmm. it's so important for communities to build the capacity for resource building that's not dictated or dependent upon government support, so that in case of emergencies like this, that is a resource that can be tapped into and used during a hard time. I mean, it's just mm-hmm. what it is. So we have to be thinking, we have to be more community minded during this time, and understand that we all need each other. Right. And that for survival purposes, how do we, you know, should this ever happen again or any scare, learn from this so that we will be prepared to deal with it more effectively mm-hmm. and not yeah. just be out here, you know, struggling like that. And so
I really think this just really reminded us how important it is to vote, mm-hmm. like, yeah. and not just with the major elections. I mean, you know, but our local as well. Mm-hmm. And just not, because I think I took it for a joke. I think I went out and voted for both of my elections, but I think I wasn't thinking that he could win, you know? Like, right, I really right. wasn't. And I think that we should always, you know, remember or know that shit can go south. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. and us preparing ourselves if it does, like, but really pushing people to vote more.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then organizing so that we know who we all gonna vote for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So we're not split, because I think that was a big thing too. Like mm-hmm. so many people, because they didn't like Hillary, mm-hmm. they thought that Trump was the lesser of the two evils, or they thought voting third party would be better, when that third party vote, you wasted your vote yeah. because there was no way that was even going to make any form. I mean, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Any difference at all, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, definitely knowing who we're going to vote for.
Yeah.
God bless America, child. Yeah. Keep us lifted.
Listen.
The nation.
Facts.
Facts.
And support one another.
And support one another. Just organize.
Mm-hmm. When y'all see y'all's friends and neighbors and whatnot starting their own businesses, make sure to support them. Make mm-hmm. sure to utilize whatever products or services that they have, because that's how you keep the dollar in the community, and that's how you continue to build a financial and economic background so that we can have, you know, the yeah. capability to impact our government and whatnot, because a lot of these communities are able to get done what they need to get done because of the fact that they have the money, they have the backing, yes. you know, in order to do that. We don't have that. Us writing a letter ain't gonna do shit, because we ain't got no money to give them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so we have to be able to support one another yes. in our businesses and stuff, so that we can, you know, get lobbyists and we can get influence within, you know, the government and stuff. And it's sad that it even has to be that way, but we're in a capitalistic, you know, right. society, so that's just kind of how it goes. You have to play the game the way the game is meant to be played, so you got to do what you got to do. So definitely support, you know, your neighbors and your friends, your family. If you ain't supporting your mm-hmm. family's businesses, that is just a whole nother yeah. conversation, you know right. what I mean? But make sure that you're supporting one another, you know, and encouraging one another throughout this difficult time as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. But that's it for me.
Yeah. Another amazing vent session this week.
For real.
What's going on?
Staying in the know.
Right. Definitely stay in the know. But let's move right over to our question and answer segment. Do we got any questions for today?
We do. We have a question from Ashley. Ashley asks, if you guys were stranded on a deserted island for 6 months, who are the 5 people you would want to be stuck with?
Well,
I've been thinking about this question, y'all, and struggling.
I would say my man, and then also I would say y'all too, cause we fun, and I feel like we could figure some shit out in order to be safe and protected and eat and right. All of this stuff, take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
So that's what, 3. And then 2 more. We need somebody who's like fearless, somebody who ain't scared to like kill some animals and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not me, and I don't know if it's any of us. But we need somebody that can hunt. I don't know if I know anybody like that. I'm sure I do, but I would have to look through my Rolodex and see who the fuck know how to hunt and all that shit. Or at least some can shoot some bitches down. And then, really, I mean, that would be all that we need, because we know how to cook and shit. So, I mean, that's all that really fucking...
I just need somebody to catch it. I need somebody who knows how to build shit. Like, because I need a hood.
Yes.
I don't want to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need a hood.
Yeah. That's real. So, yeah, I guess somebody who know how to build shit. So, one of them, my architecture friends, or one of my engineering friends, you know.
Like a nature person. Somebody who has survived in...
Yeah, like one of them white people from
land.
Yes,
that would be the only white person that I would have, or black person. I would want to find a black, because I'm sure it's somebody black that
who know how to take care of the land. And, yeah, that's
they
real.
They can hunt and build a hut and. No, tell us
navigate.
Not to eat them plants. Don't eat that fucking plant. Don't eat that fucking berry.
Right.
Poison as fuck, you know.
That's poison as fuck. That spider, get your ass. That frog, don't touch it. Shit.
Same. That's it. That's all I want.
I can't think of it. Because when you consider all things considered, I mean, stranded on an island, you wouldn't, I mean, it would just be hard to even want to try to. You know, like, you just want to survive. And so you want to make sure you got a strong-ass team of individuals, which definitely includes both of y'all and, like, other people who are really going to be down for us surviving, you know, during that time. Like, 6 months stranded.
That's a long fucking time.
That's a long time, but...
A long fucking time.
And I'm glad y'all would want me there. I just would make sure it would be a good time. But I don't know. I would know we need to boil some water and shit like that. But I just maybe boil I need to get in tune with my nature side just in case.
I feel like we all do. We never know. With the way the government in this world is going, bitches all need to know how to garden, need to tend to the land, need to navigate, all that good shit.
Know how to harvest crops.
Yeah.
Know how to take care of them and make sure that they grow right, and if need be, set traps to catch certain animals.
Yep. Right. We gotta learn.
The whole nine.
The whole nine.
We gotta fucking learn.
Yes. Well, thank you, Ashley, for your question this week. And we want to hear from y'all. So any type of question, you see Ashley had the most random ass question. Definitely send them to welcomebropodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
Moving on.
Yes. Now we are going to move to our final segment of the show, which is a word from our ancestors. Michael, what you got today?
So what I have today is a poem, actually.
Ooh.
by Langston Hughes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Tickles my fancy.
And it's called, it's actually, I like many of his poems, but I really like this one. And considering the topic today, I really, really think it fits, given the effects of, you know, the government shutdown and all of that. Mm-hmm. I'm just really hoping to inspire people who may be struggling. So the name of this poem is called Mother to Son. So I have to get in, kind of get in character a little bit, but
come on.
So here we go. Well, son, I'll tell you, life for me ain't been no crystal stair. Mm. It's had taxes in it and boards torn up and places with no carpet on the floor bare. But all the time I's been a climbing on and reaching landings and turning corners and sometimes going in the dark where there ain't been no light. So boy, don't you turn back. Don't you sit down on the steps because you find it's kind of hard. Don't you fall now, for I still going, honey. I still climbing. And life for me ain't been no crystal stair.
Amen.
Mm. So amen, that, amen. Every time I read this poem, you all, like, it really, like, gets me. Like, I just got goosebumps mm-hmm. from reading it.
Yeah,
because it just resonates with me on so many different levels.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, especially for, you know, again, the government shutdown, the effects, the people that are dependent on certain resources that the government provides, and how the situation may seem bleak at the moment. But we, and especially as Black people, we survive. Period. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's not like we don't know hardship. Maybe other people who've never experienced it on that level are getting ready to see maybe a glimpse, mm-hmm. not even a fraction,
right.
just a dust particle mm-hmm. of how we have had to be creative in our survivability
right.
and band together and make it. But I feel like, you know, the rest of the people needed to hear something from a Black voice.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
How, you know, while it's not, while it doesn't define who we are, it is a part of our experience, and it allows us to be resilient and strong people to this day, because we overcome, we continue to overcome.
Yes. So
I thought that was a really,
yes,
I really
word,
that.
A word.
I really love that poem. So
yes, it's a good one. It's a really good one.
Langston Hughes is the realest. So
yes.
You could never go wrong with his work.
Big facts.
Right.
Big facts. Get into it.
Yes.
Get into it, please. All the way. Get in now.
Yes. But that is going to wrap up this week's episode. Guys, yes. Don't forget, send your questions and your input to wokeandbroke@gmail.com. Wokeandbrokepodcast@gmail.com.
Play us fuck up. They do.
Wokeandbrokepodcast@gmail.com. Send us your input and your questions and join the conversation.
Yes, we
want to hear from you. Yes. Till then, we will talk to y'all next weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, y'all. Thank you for listening to Woke and Broke. If you feeling what we talking about, if you enjoy listening, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review us to show your support. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Woke and Broke Podcast and on Twitter at Woke and Broke Pod. We want to hear from y'all, so make sure you send us your input for this week's topics or questions that you'd like to hear us answer on the show. Send those to wokeandbrokepodcast@gmail.com. If you like us, tell your mama, your daddy, your sisters, your brothers, your cousins, your side pieces, so that they can support us too. Thanks for listening.